Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Welcome back to The Bro Show, starring two Food Network celebrities, Lucas and Jacob.
Yeah. Welcome back. I hope you're having a great day in 2020, or you could be watching this in 2030. And in that case, you're basically a time traveler.
I feel like half of the listeners are listening in 2030.
Yeah, I just have a feeling that in 2030, one person's going to listen back on a podcast episode. And then because in 2030, I bet Twitter and TikTok aren't going to be as big. So there's going to be a new social media app. And then all of the people that are under Gen Z, whichever that is, are going to love the podcast.
Oh, that's when we'll have our moment.
Yeah, so that's what I always say to myself every day. People that aren't born yet are going to love me.
Oh, my God. Like I know. Britney Spears said, if you haven't found someone yet, they probably aren't born yet. Because she was, making fun of, I forgot who, someone had, Madonna's boyfriend. When Madonna was, 30, her boyfriend wouldn't have even been alive. She's like, oh, yeah, your boyfriend's probably not even alive yet, girls. So, our listeners aren't even alive yet.
Yeah, so if you're wondering, why isn't the ads, you guys don't have enough listeners or what? That's why.
We're just waiting for 2030. But, yeah, there is actually some controversy in the Bro Show fam because of the new theme song. It's been released.
Oh,
you just
yeah.
heard it. It hit the web.
It's similar, but also so different than the old one.
Yeah, we tried as hard as we could to replicate it, and it was 50-50. 50% of people were like, I love it. This is amazing. Another 50, it was it made me uncomfortable. I'm pretty sure I heard Jacob moaning at one point. But that's the great thing about it. There's so many layers to it, because we just stacked so much audio on top of each other in GarageBand that every listen, you'll hear something new.
The amount of noises we made in, the 5 minutes that we took.
Yeah, it took forever to record, 4 minutes.
I went into the studio my goal is just to be as annoying as possible.
I was ah. Hey, it's Lucas.
I know. I love that pout.
Oh my god! If we ever go on a podcast tour, we'll have to perform it live.
Oh my gosh, the full 12 seconds.
Yeah, and we'll have to go on vocal rest for 12 hours before, and, really just steam our vocal cords.
GT.
Let's make it really good. But
that should be my new thing: drinking tea every day because. I have a podcast.
Oh, my God. Before we do the podcast from now on, we should go on vocal rest for 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. It's just something to make you feel such a better person than everyone else.
Also, we'd be so desperate to talk. So, if the podcast would be so much better.
Oh, because during that 24 hours, how about you can't even, talk on your phone? And by that, I mean you can't text people or tweet anything.
Oh, my God. In confinement for 24 hours.
Yeah, what I'm talking about is, in the episode of SpongeBob when, they're in that padded room. I don't know if they do that in real life.
Oh, that'll be us for 24 hours before.
Yeah.
No light, food, drink, anything.
So then when you get out, it's also going to be, really intense because, we're probably, going through a state of, our brain's actually about to go insane.
Yeah, it's when we hit the podcast where it's full of energy. please help us. Oh my God. You know, we always joke that we want people to think we're kidnapped.
Oh yeah.
How just obviously that's everyone's goal.
Yeah.
Everyone in the back of their mind has a Just, you know, like a kind of a goal, like, oh, I wish like everyone would be so worried about me that I was kidnapped, you know?
Sort For
of like
sure.
the Marina Joy situation. That happened
to you?
Recently. No, to Howie Mandel. The only it's so funny because I know him from David Dobrik videos, but he's like an actual celebrity.
Oh, for a second. I thought you meant the person who created the Mandela effect who went to prison. What's his name? Oh no, there's someone that
Wait,
went
someone
to prison.
Created it?
Well, because
Oh,
someone,
they're one of the main things.
Yeah, like they're the person that started the
Man,
whole thing.
Who is that?
Because they went to prison and then some people think they didn't go to prison or something.
Oh, that's one of the Mandela effects, yeah.
Yeah.
That someone went to, one of these famous actors went to prison, but like he didn't. But no, this is Howie Mandel. He's in David Dobrik videos and
America's Got Talent.
Yeah, I've never watched that show. So
I used to when I was a kid.
You watched it?
Yeah.
What were, I watched it one time at grandma's house and it was a guy balancing a lawnmower on his chin and throwing watermelon into it. And I was like, I like it, but so much going on for me. And like, I don't know, for some reason, I didn't continue to watch. But you watched? Did you watch full seasons?
I just would watch random episodes, and it just was funny because people would do the most random things. It was basically like it's basically like social media in a way. Like you know how when you go on Twitter, you see the most random ass shit.
Oh my god, it's basically yeah, like TikTok the show. Like
yeah,
every time you swipe, someone's trying to show you a talent or something.
Except people are like voting on it. Wait, what happens if you win? I don't even know. Oh, you go to Las Vegas or something. I remember.
That's what Susan Boyle was from. Do you not know who that is?
I mean, I know the name, but...
Oh, she was like that singer in England, and I'm pretty sure like the whole thing was like she has such a pretty voice, but like people thought she looked weird, so they're like, oh my god, like she produced this pretty voice.
Oh, she sounds just like, she sounds just like someone and it happened a year ago.
Oh, no, you're thinking of the Lady Gaga person.
Oh,
no, this is from
yeah.
like a decade ago. But what I didn't get about America's Got Talent is so the lawnmower guy, he's balancing a lawnmower on his chin, throwing watermelon into the lawnmower and it splatters everywhere. Like, obviously that takes a lot of talent. No one can really do that. But then if he's going against a good singer, it's like, who wins the show? Because like, that's two different talents.
But then it's also like, yes, that's a cool talent, but... what can you like follow with it?
I mean, Vegas show.
That's but like
if I went to Vegas and I heard about a lawnmower guy, I'd be like, count me and we're going tonight.
But I guess a lawnmower show could be a thing. He just does
like,
random shit with what
that'd
lawnmowers.
Be so cool. If he had a lawnmower balancing on his chin, and you got to go up to the stage and throw stuff into the lawnmower, like you threw like a donut, a watermelon.
Oh.
Oh my god, he could do so much with that.
Remember when we were at the Chris Angel show? And that girl was on stage, like, all drunk and, like, acting so
yeah.
Lame.
Before the show, Chris Angel in Las Vegas, he's a magician. But before the show started, yeah, people were on stage dancing. I think you could try on his straitjacket or something.
Oh, yeah. I was so confounded.
Wasn't the whole thing like, oh, yeah, come on stage. Like, it's a real straitjacket. Like, just so you guys know, this is all real. But I mean, there was a drunk girl up there. But then she got kicked out, I think.
Yeah, I think she got kicked out.
Which I was annoyed by because, like, she wasn't that. It's also, like, you invited us on stage. And now she comes on stage and everyone's cheering for her. And now you kick her
and
out?
Plus, it's Las Vegas. You gotta let her live.
Supposed to be wasted.
It was funny how when it started, he goes into a straitjacket.
I know. The whole entire... I feel like I was just such a bad vibe that whole Chris Angel show. The whole time, I was just like...
I was annoyed the whole time because I kept thinking it's so real, and then I would like, and then I would tell you and be like, "Isn't that crazy?" But then you would say, "Oh, I see the strings up there." And I'm like,
"Yeah, I felt
I
bad.
Live?
I ruined it." I know, because I was like, "Oh, look to the left," and then you could see a little string, and like that was barely like a little like fish wire.
Yeah,
yeah. I think we already talked about that. But yeah, I think the reason Chris Angel, obviously, that's so cool. But I feel like Magic Team is more cool, and they do like weird tricks. But when someone's flying, I feel like that isn't as cool because I'm like, "Oh, obviously, you weren't flying," you know?
I mean, maybe it's real.
But I like the ones where like they put like cards and stuff. It's like, well, how'd you do that?
Oh yeah, if like a punny comes out of your ear.
Yeah, but anyway, back to Howie Mandel. It was, I guess, a thing on TikTok that people thought he was kidnapped because of these TikToks he was doing.
Actually, or as a joke?
No, I think it became an actual thing because he was posting all these TikToks in a row, and like they were kind of like just had a weird vibe to him. Like I watched this one, the one that sparked it, I think, was him doing like a hack about a paper bag. Like a brown paper bag just from the store. It's a grocery bag.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you can make it a shoe bag. And he was like just acting kind of weird in it. And just like, it just seemed like odd. But I think he was just trying, just like being funny, you know? But then people, and then I guess some people like made it this whole thing where they said like the way he spelled shoe on the bag, and I guess it was a five, and then something about five has to do with kidnapping. And then it became the whole thing, like the same thing with Britney Spears, where people said, start your next TikTok with hello if you're in trouble. And then the next TikTok, I guess he said, hello guys. But like maybe he does that for all TikToks.
Oh, yeah.
But it basically just became this thing where everyone thought he was kidnapped. And I guess it actually got to the point where he's like, you guys, I was like, I'm not kidnapped. But then people are like, we still don't like, now it's like, all of a sudden he's just reading a script. So like, I did think that it would be cool to have the internet think you're kidnapped. But after watching this, I feel like I wouldn't want it. Because like, also, I'd be embarrassed. Like, wait, I'm acting so weird that people think I'm kidnapped.
And I didn't think about how it could keep going on. Because even if so many people thought you were kidnapped and you legit said, I'm not kidnapped, it could become a thing where it's like, your kidnapper told you to say that.
And like everything you do, they're like, oh, I wish if only he was free. And it's like, oh, I am.
But the weirdest thing about this is that when I think about someone getting kidnapped, I think about, oh, they're like locked in a dark room. But it's worth thinking about someone getting kidnapped, but they're like obviously kidnapped and that's so bad, but they're like doing normal stuff. But people are telling them to do it.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, he might be kidnapped. We don't know.
I feel like he isn't.
He isn't. Even I think David Dobrik even went over to his house to prove to everyone he wasn't kidnapped.
Oh, that's funny.
But maybe David Dobrik kidnapped him. So that's probably
Or
David
vlogs.
Dobrik's also kidnapped.
Maybe we're all kidnapped.
Oh,
and we just don't know.
We're all kidnapped.
When I said we're all kidnapped, what I pictured was this really tall businessman that had a what's that thing called where they hold it?
Briefcase?
Oh, a briefcase that was a spiel. So like a circle. And then he puts oath in it.
Oh,
and,
my
but
God.
He's like bigger than knowing that oath and he's walking with us.
What if that
in another world? That's what I picture.
Wait, so a businessman's holding the earth
in another like universe.
Oh my God, you should start that. Like start a thing, being like, we need to get freed. We're all kidnapped.
That's a good conspiracy. And the briefcase is the is like the ozone layer, or like the app. Like, isn't there like a thing around the earth? You know,
the ozone layer. Yeah,
yeah.
It's the atmosphere. But
it's a briefcase though. Now,
you know what I just thought of? I thought if you were an astronaut and you went to space, you literally have the power to just make up any conspiracy theory you wanted. Like, if you were bored at, like, say you're an astronaut your whole life. It was a great career. Like, it was always your dream to be an astronaut. But then you're like 78 and you're retired, and you're like, kind of just want to start some drama. So you could just start a thing and be like, when we were in space, we saw a guy holding Earth. And like,
oh,
we don't know. We didn't want to tell anyone. We didn't want to startle anyone. But so think of all the things you could say.
I know. You could like make up shit.
I'm going to say, yeah, there's giant creatures out there. Anything.
That's scary thinking about creatures in the space.
Oh, yeah.
You like a big lizard.
Ooh.
Those big lizards anywhere gross me out. You know on the show Jesse?
They have one?
Yeah, they
have
one.
Oh, an iguana?
I think it's another type of thing.
I remember vividly having a nightmare about a Komodo dragon. Those are the big-ass lizards.
That's what I'm talking about.
On Jesse, they had a Komodo dragon?
Yeah, it's so gross.
Ew, why did they have that?
I don't, because it was one of the kids' things.
So you're telling me every day Debbie Ryan had to go to work and maybe get bit by a Komodo dragon?
I feel bad for her.
Oh, Debbie.
It's this whole entire thing. For some reason, when I go on TikTok, my For You page, I don't know why, it's turned into a hate train of Addison Rae and Debbie Ryan. Those videos of people reenacting Debbie Ryan interviews. I didn't know this till a few weeks ago, but I guess there's so many interviews where people are making fun of Debbie Ryan because she's like acting so, I don't know what you'd call it. Just like trying
relatable?
To be quirky or something.
Oh, yeah. I love those, though.
I know. I think it's so funny, but yeah. But I just, if I
have
not
hate, maybe it's just an admiration. There's like, look at how quirky she's acting, you know?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it could be that.
What do you think Debbie Ryan thinks of it?
I honestly think she thinks it's funny. Like, I don't think, I actually don't think it's hate. I think it's just kind of like, I think if she's seen it, she's just like, haha, like I was just trying to be relatable for the most, and I still am like that kind of. So if you ever had kids, would you let your kids get any of those scary animals like snakes, lizards?
Oh no, because I feel like snakes don't want to live with us anyway, and also they're just stuck in that cage.
Oh yeah, if my like, the only thing I'd get is a dog or a cat.
Yeah, because they enjoy it. Like, cats, I guess they don't really enjoy it that much, but they, I feel like they prefer to live in a house than live in the wild, but they, I don't know. Like, but I feel like snakes and stuff are just like, I don't want to be here. Like, any second that I get a chance to attack my owner, I will.
I know. It's like, I already know how to wrap my thing around
you.
Yeah, neck.
It's like every time you hold it, it's like, okay, this time I'm actually going to try to strangle. So, like, I just feel like they have no love towards their owners, but maybe they do. I remember our cousin had one once.
Ew. Like a big one or like what size?
Oh, what was it? I think it was like a boa constrictor, but it was so scary because they were cleaning out the cage and it was in a shoebox while they were cleaning it.
I actually just can't, like, picture snakes ever thinking, this is, like I'm in a good place. I just picture them to always be, like, mad, being like, I'm gonna punch a bitch to the ground.
I would not let my kids get a lizard or any of that.
That's disgusting.
Like, you can get a stuffed animal of it, but that's it.
I know.
Would you let your kid get a hamster?
Even that, I'm like, sorry.
I feel like I'm joking. That's just fun. Because I always wanted a hamster growing up, but mom wouldn't let me.
But then, like, what if the hamsters have kids in your, and you have an annoying kid and, like, they put it all over the ground, like, the little babies?
Ew.
I don't know if that's possible. But
actually, it was so much fun in fourth grade. Did you go through this? Did your
The chicken incubation?
No, we had hamsters in fourth grade. And
I only had fish.
And they would give birth to other hamsters and they would eat their kids sometimes. If, like, they were defected or something.
Oh, like, so they already were going to die.
Yeah, something they were just like, oh, it's time to eat it, things it's not going to do.
I mean, I guess that's a good idea.
Yeah. I guess that's also an instinct for humans.
What?
I'm kidding.
Oh, I thought, like, if we didn't have a society, that would be happening. But when I was in sixth grade, my teacher actually did have a snake. And it was in the corner. And I remember sometimes I had to sit by it. It was just creepy. And then one time she showed us it eating a mouse or something.
Oh my god! Oh, that. Did you just swallow it whole? Was the mouse alive?
No, it was like dead.
Oh, I was gonna say, that's so traumatizing.
Was it? I think it was dead. Yeah.
But was it? Oh yeah, Bella Thorne's mom has the OnlyFans.
Bella Thorne's mom, not Bella Thorne herself.
I don't know if Bella Thorne does, but somebody emailed us in all caps and just said Bella Thorne's mom has an OnlyFans. I googled it and it's actually real.
But is it an OnlyFans where it just is exclusive content, or is it like the typical what you'd think OnlyFans, like porn?
So it's Tamara Sue Thorne, and I'm on her page right now. I haven't bought it, so I can just see all the free stuff. She says the description is, I am great in the kitchen with a cupcake emoji. It's a daily content, direct messages and personal videos. And I think it is kind of a sexual tone because the cover photo is her like in a bikini.
Wait, I need, like, to see this. Oh.
And then, let's see, she's $7 per month, or you can get $19.95 for 3 months. She said her last, oh my god, she posted 21 minutes ago. It said, it'll be nice when gyms can safely open up again and I can get all sweaty. Are y'all into a good sweat sesh? I did add one word. She said, and I get sweaty, not all sweaty. But And then, wait, I think she, oh, I thought she gave, like, a description of what it was. But I think
so. What I'm guessing, it's like whole doing daily stuff, but then also maybe like a sexy bikini photo every once in a while.
Yeah, I don't think it's fully like porn or anything, just kind of like for fun. But oh, this is what she said. So thank you guys so much for all the subscribers. I'll be posting some photos on here that I can't post on Instagram. Family pictures, so it's not going to be like porn, it's family pictures.
Oh.
Baking and cooking recipes. And then she said, I'm up to help any aspiring actors with questions on how to become successful in the entertainment industry. We could do acting coaching. Is that proper?
Acting coach?
Yeah,
I don't know.
She'll be your acting coach. And so also, I'll help you with personal issues or questions on dating. I'm pretty good at working out and meal planning, too. So, like, it sounds like it's going to be pretty much everything.
Oh, my gosh. Because she obviously, like, helped Bella Thorne become an actor because she was so young, so like a child.
She knew
actor.
How to get her kid famous. So anyone else who wants tips, go to Tamara Sue on OnlyFans.
I honestly think like she's gonna be a successful OnlyFans person.
I know, that's smart.
Cause like, plus,
she just is, you know.
If you were a hardcore Bella Thorne fan, I feel like if you DM'd her, like, if you really wanted, like, just what was Bella Thorne like when she was younger, she would like.
Oh yeah, next time you see Bella Thorne, you're just like, make her send a video, have her send a video of me saying hi or something.
Oh, yeah, and she probably would.
Yeah. So what would you do if, would you be okay with mom starting your OnlyFans?
Yeah. I just would, like, hope that, like, she would make enough money where, like, she could quit her job.
Would you be okay with it if it was full on porn, though?
I mean, like, it's not my life, so. Yeah, like, I guess I, like, I guess it just is, you know.
Like, no, let's start one for her after this.
She kidding. Doesn't even want to.
But then I also found this thing online that a girl is making six figures from OnlyFans pretending to be a dog.
Wait, in a costume or just like...
I think she just is herself in it. Let me see if there's some photos. But she just... Yeah, she just is herself. But she just like does dog poses. Like she's bent over. She's in like a dog bed. And yeah, she's making six figures, acting like a puppy, actually. She's from Texas. And yeah, she's doing great. She said she was an optician before, and she quit her job because she's like, I'm just going to be like a dog girl on OnlyFans.
Oh my gosh, what is an optician anyway? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure it's like an eye doctor, right?
Oh.
But I could be wrong, just using context clues.
So the thing about
she
this...
She eats dog treats.
She does?
And she fetches balls and rolls around.
Oh.
What were you going to say?
Oh, the thing about this one is that, like, I feel like this is a idea that, like, randomly one day would, like, come to me. And I would think of it, and I'd be like, oh, like, it would be funny to do that, but, like, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, you want to actually go through with it, but you could have been making six figures.
Yes, yeah, so, like, for example, I had an idea a few months ago to upload my normal YouTube videos, so they aren't even porn, to Pornhub and just see what would happen. Because people have already done that, but I just wanted to see, like, if I could make, like, extra money and that was a joke.
Oh, yeah.
But then, like, I never did because I was like, I don't really want to, but...
So yeah. It says that she's 21 and she says that she likes to roll around, play fetch, get head scratches, and run around and play because she's always felt like a puppy at heart, I guess.
Oh.
And I guess she said, I've always acted like a puppy, but not in a sexual way at first. I used to pretend I was a puppy when I was growing up. I really love praise. I love hearing good girl. It really makes my heart melt every time. So, yeah, she just... Oh, who knew there was an audience for this?
So, it is a sexual thing, though?
Well, she said it wasn't sexual at first, so I'm guessing that, like, now it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing, too.
So, I guess there's, like, a fetish out there where people want girls to act like dogs.
Okay.
The more you know.
Like, I feel like I haven't ever, like, dove into OnlyFans. Like, all I know is, like, a couple YouTubers have it.
I know. But, I'm so annoyed because when I did an OnlyFans video on my YouTube channel where I subscribed to a few people. I've subscribed to, like, Tana Mongeau, Trisha Paytas, a New York housewife has one, but hers are just recipes. But I wanted to find, like, odd OnlyFans accounts like this dog one. But, like, on the OnlyFans website, you can't really, like... browse everything.
Oh, you kind of have to search for someone.
Yeah, because I think they want it to be like kind of like discreet, you know, so they don't just want to like put everyone on the homepage.
Yeah.
But I wanted
you should
to,
do a pout to like the creepy side of OnlyFans.
Oh my god,
not
react
the creepy,
to the
but like
dog.
The weird.
And oh my, that's
like,
a good idea.
This one. Then even just like this will show people that like act like cats.
Yeah, there has to be.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm doing another reaction to OnlyFans coming soon to my YouTube.
I wonder like if OnlyFans the company, like how much they make a month. I feel it seems like such a big thing, but is it as big as we make it?
Yeah, they have to be making so much money.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy because everyone's OnlyFans is like the same price as a Netflix subscription.
I know. So the thing about this is that I honestly didn't know that people were down to, even though it's only $5, I just didn't know people were down to pay $5 for one person.
I know.
But
I guess it's already been happening with Patreon and stuff.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, so... Crazy.
I know. It's really an up and up.
What else would be like a good like niche OnlyFans?
You could just like, it doesn't even have to be sexual, but just like acting like you're a Starbucks barista, except you're like kind of flirting with the person.
Oh
and
my
like,
God.
And each one's only a 4-minute video. And you could just say, oh, you want a medium mocha? Oh my, she looked really good today. Because isn't
it? Oh my God, every day.
Like that? Like a POV acting like this.
Oh God, every day you could just be, it'd be like you're getting your coffee every day and just like, it's like you're getting your coffee every day, but the barista's really like extra nice.
Yeah. Or like, oh, one like driving to walk OnlyFans or something.
Oh my God.
I don't know what it would be.
So it's like, do you have a long commute to work? Like, I'm going to videotape myself driving to work and then you can listen to it on your drive to work.
Yeah.
So every day you just record like a 30-minute thing of you driving and be like, so are you excited for today? All right, cool.
That actually like, would be pauses, good.
Leave pauses for them to talk.
And then you could keep it going for 30 minutes because if they answer the question, you can still answer the most generic thing. And it will and it will make them feel like they're in a convo.
Or like every time like you leave a pause, you'd be like, what's up today? Like pretend whatever they say is funny, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you are silly. Anyway.
Just up the charisma to the max.
Yeah. Oh my God. That could be a good niche OnlyFans. Your daily carpool.
Oh, yeah.
Daily carpool Dan.
Dan, it reminds me of like we had a neighbor named Dan.
But yeah, so I saw a thing that the TikTok teens are out of control and
why?
They're putting masks on, they're using the masks that we have to wear for Corona, putting them on their face but making also like someone making their face look like an old lady. And with a mask on you can't really tell it's fake. And then they're buying alcohol. The teens are out of control.
Oh, because when you wear a mask, it covers half your face. So you can basically look like anyone.
I know, literally. So that there's been TikToks of like people buying beer and like people like buying wine and stuff. Being like, yeah, they didn't even card me. Because I think they only card you if you look under 30, right?
Oh, yeah. Like isn't it a thing where like if you look old enough, they just don't even card you?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
People are getting away with it. The teens need to be stopped.
This is so bad, guys.
Remember in high school, there was a girl I was friends with who somehow got to work with like the local police or something to bust gas stations.
Like she would giving it to teens.
She would go to gas stations and like there'd be like a cop car in the parking lot secretly, and she would like be like, "Can I buy alcohol?" And if they gave her the alcohol, then like the police would come in.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, like I thought you were gonna say. Was that there was a teen that would like walk with the police department, and then whenever there was like a pouty, they would break into it, but busted. I mean, and I was like, oh my gosh, that would suck, because then you could never have pouties in high
also,
school.
Also, like, wouldn't everyone hate you?
Yeah, because it'd be like, oh, we can't really like we have suck. To keep everything a secret from.
If
this
someone
person.
Came to a party, and then all of a sudden, these cops came behind them.
Yeah, because you would just have to like never invite them. We really love fast food. So, we thought it was only right if we do a tier list about fast food.
The tier lists have been sweeping the internet. People are ranking a bunch of shit.
We actually asked you guys on our YouTube channel, and this one got voted for the most.
Oh, what were the other options?
It was this. Though, honestly, we kind of rigged you guys because the other options were just like, I don't know, call your mom and ask what she wants you to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
made it so they have to pick the fast food ranking.
But people did say we need to call mom and ask if it's okay. But she's sleeping because she woke last night.
So we're going to be ranking fast food restaurants. This is going to get heated. What if we don't agree? Do we just have to agree?
Should we just do like, we can agree, but if we don't agree, then we're just in different categories for us.
Or we just have to somehow come to a...
Okay, let's come to a full agreement.
So where are the lists?
Oh, I put a link on there.
Oh,
I gave you the link.
Oh, sorry. Oh, our producers didn't get it right.
For a second, I was like, what?
Wait, so how do I do this?
So basically, we just would name it and then say if it's gross.
Oh, and then they just won't see it, though?
Yeah, so what is say if it's good, not good, or you?
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Okay. So the three categories are good, not good, and you. How about?
Oh, perfect. Good, not good, and you.
Okay.
Arby's. For me, it's not good.
Okay. So here's my thing about Arby's is that I do like Arby's. I'm down to eat it. It's tasty. But I'm gonna have to put not good because the vibe that they give.
Wait.
Off.
Should the I think the category should be good, okay, and you. Because like Arby's isn't bad. It's just okay.
Oh yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we all agree. Like I haven't had it. In so long. Like, I never am just like, I want Arby's, so it obviously isn't good to me. But if you're out there and you're an Arby's stan, like, don't come for us, don't unsubscribe. Like, we still respect you and your views, and your opinion's valid.
I honestly think Arby's needs a revamp. Like, I feel like they need to fully do a rebrand.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, but still do the menu items, but just fully, like, somehow make it trendy.
I think LARB scarred me. Did you just hear like a camera turn off? Is that why you looked over there?
No.
Oh, I thought one of the cameras turned off. Oh, but LA, like in our hometown growing up, the Arby's was just a small town. Arby's clean, nice.
Yeah.
But I went to the LA Arby's. I remember going to one with dad and like it just smelled like urine and like we were just going there to pee. We weren't going there to eat, but it smelled like urine, like in the actual restaurant. And like it just grossed me out. So it kind of ruined Arby's for me.
To be honest, in a way, so if you live in like a semi small town, like because we kind of did. So like then when I went to LA and tried their fast food places, it does kind of scowl you because same with like Taco Bell. Like,
why is everything in LA so gross?
So like in our hometown, it was like just normal Taco Bell, like just yummy.
Yeah.
But then it somehow turns gross.
I know, like in like a city for some reason, it seems like they don't like keep it clean or anything. Like it's just like all run down and nasty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like if you're in like a midtown, like a suburb, like it's like you go to a fast food restaurant, you're like, oh, this is clean. It smells good in here. Like the vibes are good.
Yeah.
But like in the middle of LA, it's just like, oh my God. Like just scary.
You're basically eating yawn.
Jack in the Box.
So I've only had it once, and this is my story time. I don't know if I've said it on the podcast before. So we were at the beach, and then we were driving home. My dad and, like, our sister and our brother, but you weren't there. But we ordered it, and I swear I'm not making this up. There was this liquid that was dripping out of it.
What?
I'm not joking. And it was a red liquid. So we just took a few bites and then we just stopped eating.
Wait, a red liquid? Are you sure it wasn't tomato juice or like runny ketchup?
It for sure could have been tomato juice.
But you refused to eat it?
I don't think any of us ate it. And plus it smelled so bad.
Did even dad eat it?
I don't think he did because, yeah, I don't think he did.
For some reason it grosses me out. I'm going to put it in E, obviously,
oh,
right?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Jack in the Box, like maybe it's good. I don't. It sounds like a good idea. Like when you see the commercials, you're like, oh, it would be good. But like when you go there and you see how much stuff's on the menu, it just grosses you out because like, how do they have everything? Like, they have, like, wings, burgers, tacos, burritos. Like, they have everything. It's like, how do you have everything?
It's, like, to me, it's a course if you have literally every type of food. Because it's like, ew.
I know, because, like, some of the top-tier fast food establishments, like In-N-Out, for example, three options. Keep it good. It's all going to be fresh. But, like, when, like, they have to dig into a freezer to find out. Like, imagine if you order, like, a taquito from Jack in the Box. I feel like no one ever gets those. So they have to, like, dig in the deep freeze.
Yeah, like, for example, I went to McDonald's, and they had this new menu, and they had a new menu item that was a taco. I'm not joking. I probably never eat there again. Because it's like, I just know there's too much stuff happening.
Yeah,
it grosses me out.
You have to commit to one thing and do it good.
Also, since we're talking about fast food, have you seen those fast food TikToks of people that walked out fast food restaurants?
No, they expose it.
Honestly, it just scows me because I watched one last night about Taco Bell and they were being, they walked though, so it's not a lie, but they just said like, yeah, the beans smell like actual shit until they're cooked. And like, and they said that the water never gets changed where they boil the meat in or something. It's just disgusting.
It still tastes so good though.
Yeah, but it's just gross.
Dunkin' Donuts. What? This isn't a fast food. I feel like this should be on other. We should put it on other.
Honestly, don't put it on anything.
Yeah, this is on other because Dunkin' Donuts is like, it's like putting Starbucks. It's like, I like it, but that's not fast food.
Yeah, plus their donuts are kind of just bland.
Yeah, the coffee's I don't like good. Their coffee either.
I do.
I like Starbucks, but whatever. You A&W?
Wait, I haven't been to there in years.
A&W. I feel like a lot of people watching haven't even heard of an A&W restaurant.
I honestly think it's probably like 3% of the population.
Isn't A&W the root beer brand? Why did they start a restaurant? That'd be gross if there was a Pepsi fast food place. Actually, that'd be kind of good.
But I honestly am weirded out. Like, I feel like there's only like 20 of them left.
I know. We're putting it in E, obviously, right? Even though like
only had an ice cream cone from there.
Yeah, because our hometown, again, had an A&W attached to a gas station, also attached to a TCBY.
A Long John Silver's, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was a gas station and an A&W, Long John Silver's, and a TCBY. TCBY was like the frozen yogurt place.
Oh, yeah.
But A&W, yeah. I remember I've had it before, and it was good, but just bad vibes.
I love how, like, it isn't really a thing anymore, but, like, back in the day, people used to like, I'm getting frozen yogurt and like, cause I'm being healthy. Oh. But until I got exposed, like, it was basically ice cream.
I used to think it was so healthy. Like, especially because like when I first went to LA, that's everyone was like, oh yeah, frozen yogurt's all the rage here, like pink berry and stuff.
Froyo.
So I'd always be like, oh yeah, it's so healthy. It's like way better than ice cream. Even though you load it with like Skittles and all this stuff.
And you get the chocolate flavor.
Auntie Anne's. Like, oh, it isn't gross to me.
So it's basically the same as Wetzel Pretzel.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be okay on the okay tier, Auntie Anne's.
So yeah, I'm only getting it if it's like I gave up on the day, you know?
Yeah, here they're always at airports. I've never seen one in real life. Because the airport isn't real life, you know? But I've never seen one out in the wild. Only at airports.
There's one at like malls sometimes.
Oh yeah, it's like that type of vibe. Like it's a kiosk.
Yeah,
type of
the thing about it is that Auntie Anne's, I know for the rest of my life, put my hand on a book, is that I think I'm only going to eat it like once every 5 years for the rest of my life.
I don't even know if I've ever had it.
I think I've only had Wetzel Pretzel.
Yeah.
I might have
just
had
put in other. Doesn't count.
Yeah, just leave it. So funny having other. It's like literally like nothing.
Yeah.
It's
irrelevant. It should be it.
Oh, it's okay. Irrelevant. Yeah. Just like you don't even need to rank it because it's irrelevant.
This next one's also in the irrelevant category, unless you have another opinion. Boston Market.
Oh, like, I've drove past it, but it's another habit.
Wait, they have those?
They had one by the across from like this Target. Yeah.
Oh my god, I've never eaten there, but it's probably good. But to me, like, it's just like something that I know exists, but like I just would never even think about eating there. Not because it's gross or anything, just because like I just never would.
Yeah, I would know. Yeah, I just like it. Just doesn't pass my mind. There's
not
so many.
I want to try it now.
But there is so many places where I drive past and I'm like, I want to try it, but like. For some reason, I can't.
Oh, yeah. Like, Boston Market, I'm looking at the logo, and the little tagline is home-style meals. It's like, that kind of grosses me out. Is that just a way of saying it's shitty? Because if I make something at home, it's shitty.
Isn't it basically saying we put no effort in?
I know. It's like bottom of the barrel. Okay. This one is kind of controversial. Burger King?
Ah.
So far, just so you guys know, we have nothing in the good category. Are we bougie?
Is it only okay in you?
Yeah, we're bougie.
Oh, with Burger King, first of all, I was thinking ew.
Yeah.
But it is, like, good.
Unfortunately, we don't like it, let's just be honest.
The Whopper's good.
But I just never feel like, it is, that's the weird thing. It's a good food. Like, the Whopper, when you eat it, like, this is good, but, like, I just would never eat there.
Should we just put it in you?
Yeah, true. But, like, in high school, for some reason, I really stand Burger King.
Yeah,
like, I remember, like, I was so into Whoppers.
It was your thing?
Yeah, like, remember, like, I'd always just, after school, like, I'd go and get a Whopper with some friends, and, like, it was just a thing, like, getting Whoppers. And it was a joke, because they have this weird juice in them. So you're like, what is that secret sauce?
Oh, like a mayonnaise?
Yeah, it's like this runny white stuff.
Oh. Okay.
But, Checkers?
Oh, it's like a chicken place, I'm pretty sure.
So, irrelevant?
Yeah, irrelevant.
Have you never had it, have you?
I think it's in, like, California and Texas. I've never had it yet.
Yeah, maybe. I'm sure it's really good. Their slogan is crazy good food. So, like, I know there's some Checkers stands out there, and we aren't attacking you. We just have never eaten it.
Oh, yeah. I'm just, like, I haven't even ever had Carl's Jr. Or, like, Whataburger. I haven't ever had that.
I remember, I think it was, I don't know if it was Carl's Jr. or Jack in the Box, but they did a CBD burger.
They did?
For some reason, that grossed me out. Because, like, weed just, like, doesn't smell good. So, like, even though CBD doesn't smell like that, I bet, but, like, it's just, like, me thinking of, like, yeah, I like beer, but, like, do I want a beer burger?
For some reason, like, if I went to, it looks like I've been to Target and there's, like, CBD, like, gummy drops, that doesn't even gross me out. But for some reason, if I'm on a fast food list and they have a CBD burger.
I know, it's just like,
it's
what?
Like, what the F? Like, I get it. Like, I get, like, that it's, like, it's kind of cool to have it on the menu.
Yeah.
But it's like, what?
Next up, Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I'm putting that on good.
Yeah, if you disregard, like, their social issues.
Oh, yeah, like, the food's good, but the social issues.
Like, what ended up happening with Chick-fil-A? Because didn't they come forward and be like, we actually love gays? But then it came forward, like, 2 weeks later, they're like, we take it back.
That's
like,
what I was confused.
Something weird happened where, like, they were like, we never did that. We love gay people. And then they're like, we never would donate. And then, like, 2 weeks later, they're like, we take it back. Like, we're going to keep doing
it. Because it was such a big moment, like, probably only to me, but it was, like, so cool because I went on Twitter and they said, oh, like, we actually, like, love gay people and, like, we're actually going to stop donating to, like, the organizations that are anti-LGBTQ. But then it came out that they still do.
How come it's always the gayest places that are anti-gay? Because, like, Urban Outfitters apparently is anti-gay. It's like, your store's gay. Like,
same with Coachella.
Coachella's so
I
gay.
I honestly think all the outfits, like, everyone's outfits, gay. But then it comes out that they are, like...
Yeah, that's the whole vibe of Coachella is let's put glitter on our bodies, dance into the moonlight. Lana Del Rey will be headlining, and Gaga will be there, and, like... Somehow the owner's anti-gay. It's like, how did you plan the gayest event of the year?
Yeah.
It's also so weird how, like, it's not a Twitter trend to hate them.
To hate what? What do you mean?
To hate Coachella and Open Outfitters.
Oh, yeah. I've seen sometimes when people go to Coachella, they're like, I know, like, the owners are, like, bad, but, like, I'm going because, like, I want them to know that, like, I'm allowed here. It's like, you just want to go to Coachella. Like, don't try to make it a political thing. They're trying to be, like... Like, I saw someone be, like...
It's kind of like people pick and choose, you know?
I'm like, because they said that... I remember the caption was, like, yeah, like, they're really bad people, but, like, I'm going to show them that, like, I'm going to come. But it's like, you're just giving them money. But anyway.
It's like me going to Chick-fil-A and, like... I mean, like, I'm going here to say, like, I can eat here.
It's like, boo, you're disappointing
the money's
business,
still
though.
Going.
Okay. Chipotle. Oh, but we already talked about this before, but are the Chick-fil-A in LA, all the workers were gay?
Oh, yeah. They had, like, rainbow hats.
I know. They were, like, going, they were protesting against it.
I know.
Chipotle.
This one, good.
Yeah, good. Chipotle.
I could
good.
Eat
the
it for
fresh.
Every meal. I had it on Friday for lunch, and I almost got it for dinner again.
The food is fresh. It fills you up more than anything.
I have an update for everyone. If you tried the queso the first month that it came out, and you said, ew, try it again. They changed the recipe. It
yes.
tastes way better. Like, way better.
I don't know if this still is a thing, but when queso first came out, I'd always get it in my burrito and always gave me a stomach ache. I don't know if that's still a thing.
That's why I just fall out butter, right?
Oh, it's so good, though. Queso.
If you really want to blow out, get a tortilla with the bowl, because then it's like full blowout meal.
Oh, Simply Nessa taught me that when I collabed with her.
She did?
We went to Chipotle. She got a tortilla on the side, I think, or something. And she was like, oh, yeah, this is like how I do it. And like, you fill up the tortilla and like, you get way more food.
Can we talk about how, isn't it what how things get passed on? Simply Nessa told you. You told, like, me and Ali. And then me and Ali told the whole family. And then our family are probably passing it on to other people.
Have you told any of, like, have you ever gone to Chipotle with a friend and told them and spread it to them?
I don't know.
I can't believe Simply Nessa's impact.
I know, because you get a bowl, but you should get the tortilla on the bottom.
Yeah, because this is I remember going to Chipotle, I always kind of be in a bad mood because they would always rip my burrito and it's like, oh, how am I going to eat it? It's like the tortilla would rip and it's like, oh, it's like, kind of my day is ruined, but okay, I'll still pay, it's fine.
It's basically like the Walker's like saying like, you got a little too much, calm down.
I know, it's like, the good thing is you get it, like Jacob said, you get a burrito bowl or tortilla on the bottom, the burrito can't rip, and you eat the top and then you wrap it into a burrito once it's the right size.
And then it's kind of like, for the next 2 hours, you're in a coma.
Yeah, you eat your full day's worth of calories. It's disgusting, but it's great. Cinnabon.
Wait, so we put that on good, right?
Oh, for sure. So far, the good is Chick-fil-A and Chipotle.
Okay,
Cinnabon.
Okay, this is another one. I've probably had it once, but it's good. Like, I'm not hating. I'm just saying it's irrelevant.
Yeah, it is. I think I've had it once on the cinnamon rolls are good, but it'd be in the Dunkin' Donuts category. You're right.
Yeah, like, it isn't irrelevant.
It's just like,
I don't consider
that fast food.
I know. I just, like, this list that I chose literally has everything on it.
Oh.
What?
Jimmy John's.
Oh, Jamie Jones.
Oh,
Jamie Jones.
I remember when this, back to our hometown. It was our hometown, like, the fast food world?
It was the best fast food because I feel like they only had one of each and, like, it felt like
I remember
real.
When Jimmy John's opened in high school. And everyone was like, oh, my God. It's so cool. You go in there and there's all these signs on the wall. It's
Freaky
kinda
fast.
Because I remember, like, the first time I went, I remember reading all the signs on the wall. Remember those dumb sayings?
Oh, yeah. And then, like, flea smells or something.
Yeah, I remember just reading them and being like, this is so funny and trendy. Like, I love this restaurant. Also, another thing I love about Jimmy John's is, like, the workers are always kind of, like, mean men.
Oh, yeah. They always are. I don't know if they have, like, a thing where they don't hire girls or something.
They do hire some girls, but you have to be the type of girl who's, like, kind of mean.
Oh, my gosh. I'm having this whole entire flashback of when you said, like, when I walked in the Jimmy John's, I felt, like, so cool. Like, I'm having this whole entire flashback when, like, when new stuff would get built in our hometown, I remember actually thinking, like, okay, so, like, so back then I didn't know what bougie meant, but, like, I remember, like, when I would get there, like, I'd be, like, I'm kind of eating, like, a high-class meal.
I know, I was like, oh, I know we're in a city.
I remember going to the Jimmy John's, like, going through the drive-thru with our mom and, like, being so excited, being like, never ate here before.
Do you remember? I don't know if you remember. Do you remember when the Super Walmart was built? No.
Oh, that was a huge
deal. I don't
deal.
Remember that.
We had a regular Walmart, but then they built a super Walmart. I remember thinking that everyone was like, oh my God, are you gone? Like, it was the biggest thing. Like, people would hang out. They'd be like, you'd be like, you have to go to the super Walmart. There's a hair place in there. There's an eye doctor. There's an eye doctor.
This was American. There's like
a Subway. There's a arcade. They just have everything you could ever want. Remember just going there for the first time being like, whoa.
We had drama there once. Because we got like a so I wanted the Diary of the Wimpy Kid movie. And it was like Lucas and Yango in our family, the Yango siblings. And we bought it, but for some reason we didn't get the receipt.
And they thought we robbed.
Yeah, and then we played in the arcade and like, yeah, then we had to like prove that we bought it or something.
But that was a huge deal when Super Walmart was made. But,
so Jimmy John's. I want to put it on Yummy or whatever the best one is. Good. Yeah, good.
Yeah, it's good. Like, I don't really eat there that often, but like it is good.
Yeah, and like in, I do love it. Like, I don't ever eat there though. Really.
I feel like it's a type of lunch like where you're hungry at 3, but like it's good.
I know.
And I could never eat it for dinner.
I'd get 2 subs. I'm joking. Yeah, that's probably what I will have.
If you eat Jimmy John's for dinner, you're on a diet. Dairy Queen.
Ooh.
Have to be obviously A+.
But then part of me is saying, oh no, actually A+.
Because think about all the ice cream. Like I don't really eat the food, but the ice cream is great.
Yeah, I've had the food before, but like it's not like, oh my gosh, show stopping.
Yeah. The pumpkin pie blizzard around Halloween is to die for. They have mini blizzards for if you're on a diet.
Yeah.
The chili cheese dog.
The chicken basket's good.
Oh, it's so good with the garlic bread.
Yeah.
But, like, the burgers, I don't know if really are good.
They're actually good.
Wait, am I making this up? Or the burgers have like, are they shaped like a flower?
No.
Like the outside flowers out?
No.
I think that does happen. Wait, does it?
No, okay, so first of all, I'll expose myself. I actually had Dairy Queen last night.
What?
A bagel. On the way home from, we're eating dinner at our family's house, but I had a bagel on the way home.
So it doesn't flour.
It doesn't flour, yeah.
Was it good, though?
It was actually good.
Oh, so they do slap.
Yeah, I put it on, good.
I don't know what this next one is. I can't see the whole thing.
What is it?
I'm guessing it's irrelevant then. Like that one, see?
Oh, wait.
What is that? They don't show the full logo.
Okay, so it's a blue logo with...
It looks like it's going to say, like, Elkhorn or something.
I have no idea what that is,
though.
That's
irrelevant, unfortunately. We never eaten there. El Pollo Loco. The crazy chicken in English. El Pollo Loco. For me, it might be ew.
I've had it, like, twice.
Is it good?
I've only had it twice, and, like... But I just didn't really... Wasn't amazing.
I've heard from reputable sources that it's amazing.
And
I've never personally, I think I've had it once. I remember thinking like, oh, this is good, but like, I would just never eat it. But like, it might be good.
Like, it could be good because our dad always said it's so good.
So is it going to be an ew or okay?
I feel like
maybe
for
okay.
me, for you.
Yeah, probably ew for being
just
honest. Cause
like,
I'm never going to eat it.
Yeah.
5 Guys.
Oh.
Obviously A+, right?
Yeah, it's like completely greasy ass. You probably have to take a break from life for the next 2 days.
Yeah, 5 Guys is just the type of place where you eat it and you just are bloated. You feel gross. They have these hot dogs you can get. And if you've been to 5 Guys, you know the bag.
Ew, why is it so effing greasy? I get it, but like it to be honest, it's part of their look now. But
they give you a bag. The brown bag with all your burgers and fries in it, and it is just greased up, like to the point where the bottom might break off.
I have something to say. I don't know when I decided this, but if I ever make a fast food place, I think it's so cool for some reason how 5 Guys and other restaurants, they on their cups, I don't know about their cups, but on their bags and everything, and they're like fly things, and on their like things that they wrap their burgers in, have no logos.
Oh,
I love it because it seems like
tinfoil.
Yeah, because it seems like we're just like eating out. I don't know. I just love that vibe.
Oh, yeah. Or just like, we didn't invest in a logo and stuff.
They give you so many fries where like it's actually like it fills up the whole entire
bottom
of the
bag. So the good category is getting pretty packed. Wait, how did Jack in the Box get up there?
Wait.
I'm dumb with this website glitching.
Oh, my gosh.
Hardee's?
Wait, is this like Carl's Jr.?
I think it's the same brand, but like for some reason they put it in 2. I would just probably be irrelevant to me.
Yeah.
It's not even ew. It's like
I've never
really,
even had it.
I don't really know about it. I don't really hear about it.
Yeah, it's like when you're like hanging out with someone but you actually don't know them. It's kind of like
I don't know you, I don't think about you.
But, like, you could be cool. Who knows?
Yeah. That's true. Like, my mind could be changed, and I'm open to that.
Yeah.
In and out.
Oh, yummy ass.
Cali boys.
Okay, so I don't know if In-N-Out's good, like, just because I didn't grow up with it, though.
I know. I feel like also because everyone associates it with, like, L.A., so, like, In-N-Out.
Oh, yeah. It is really good, though.
Like, yeah, it comes through.
You have to get animal style, though, if you're going.
Also, I like In-N-Out because, like, it's kind of, like, healthy because the burgers are so thin.
Oh, yeah, you have to get double.
Oh,
double.
You just said you have to get animal fries, right?
Oh, I get animal fries and animal burger.
Yeah, the animal fries are covered in slices of cheese, onions.
And it's kind of cool you can see them making it inside.
Oh, yeah, and apparently they pay the workers really well.
Oh, yeah, it's like $15 an hour.
And I guess the reason why In-N-Out isn't nationwide is because the owners are dead, but the daughter, who it's now in control of the brand, only wants In-N-Outs where she can drive to. And she lives in, like, Arizona.
Oh, there's some in Texas, right?
Yes, maybe.
But low-key, like, if you're listening, like, not trying to talk drama, but you can drive anywhere except over the ocean. So
I think, like, comfortably anywhere, where she can drive. But I kind of think that In-N-Out shouldn't expand.
Yeah, because it makes it more iconic.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of cool when certain places are only in certain parts of the country, because it's kind of, like, you know, Whataburger's in Texas. I never have eaten it, but... like, that kind of just makes it cool.
Yeah, because then it's like, oh my gosh, I want to try it.
That's like, obviously, as a brand owner, you probably want to franchise, but it just keeps it exclusive.
Yeah, I think In-N-Out's doing it right.
Or if they did ever expand, it'd only be like one in each state, like the most popular place.
Yeah, like the biggest city in each
only
state.
Only for a year at a time.
Oh my gosh.
In-N-Out's coming to, like, Nebraska, but only for a year.
I feel like if they made one in Nebraska, like, for the first, like, 5 years, it would be insane.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the first year.
Party. Jersey Mike's.
You've ate then. You got a spaghetti sub or something.
I got a spaghetti wrap.
Ew, a wrap?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Somehow that day was just a bad day, too, so that would have to be you. I don't know if this caused the bad day.
I just remember when I was little, I used to always watch Roman Atwood's vlogs, the prankster, and he got one for his wife once. But I've never had it.
Oh, you got a Jersey's Mike? That was like her favorite thing or what?
Yeah, and he was like, I'm going to get it for my wife.
Aw.
I know. That's so nice of him.
KFC.
My first reaction is
Kentucky
okay.
Fried Chicken. Yeah, it would be okay. I don't think it's gross.
Yeah, but like, I'm only going to eat it if I'm with like a group of people and they all decide they want it.
Yeah, that's the thing. So it'd be okay, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not... obviously, it isn't amazing, but it isn't you.
And it's kind of just like, maybe like, step y'all.
Their mashed potatoes, though, are really good.
Oh, yeah.
And the coleslaw. But yeah. Krispy Kreme. That's an irrelevant sort of Dunkin' Donuts.
It's good, but it's like, it's why like, are you here?
I'm thinking about like actual food, not desserts.
Honestly, like, I'm surprised there's like a chain of fast food places that's only donuts. Like, they only sell donuts and coffee. And they're successful. So, like, what's, like, something else that you could do really niche? Like, what's something that hasn't happened yet, you know?
I remember, like, cupcakes were kind of on the rise with, like, sprinkles, but then they just didn't really take off.
Yeah, because I could picture, like, sprinkles making, like, a drive through, but, like, I don't
know if bars?
But, like, maybe, like, crazy granola bars.
Oh, energy balls. I kind of have it like a fitness, make it seem like it's a fitness place, like a protein granola bar.
Oh, yeah, but then you look at the nutrition.
Protein shakes.
Oh, they're like, was this place when I watched Shark Tank? Where like, it kind of grossed me out because it was a little too much, but it was a milkshake bar, like it was a milkshake place.
That
but
does
they,
sound good.
But they made it too gross to me. They made it like donuts in the milkshake.
Oh, that's too much.
Yeah, but it was cool.
It would be cool if there was a milkshake drive through. Where it's like, oh my god, and they have a touch. When you pull up to the drive through, it's like, and there's an iPad there, and you can like. Kind of, like, select what you want and, like, move it into the milkshake.
Oh.
Oh, my God, that'd be cool.
I don't get how you would go through a Chipotle drive-thru.
Oh, yeah.
Because to me it sounds stressful.
Apparently Chipotle drive-thrus might be a thing. But, yeah, that'd be so stressful because it's, like, how do I tell your
I feel like I would only do it if, like, I guess you could just order ahead. Or, like, if they had, like, a somehow it's easy.
It's the same way I've heard about Subway drive-thrus. It's, like. How?
I know. There's so much shit that you can put on it.
It's too stressful. Long John Silver's.
Oh, this is just like a joke to me at this point.
Yeah, you, right?
Yeah.
But like, I do remember growing up and liking it because we grew up Like, we went to Catholic school and, like, we went to Catholic church. And there's part of the year where you can't eat meat on Fridays.
On Fridays, yeah.
So we'd eat Long John Silvers. I remember being, like, excited. Like, oh, I love Long John Silvers.
I remember when I was younger, I actually, like, liked the Hush Puffies.
The thing is, I think it's good. But I think we just think the idea of it's gross.
And there's one that I've been to that actually was so disgusting.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, but it isn't irrelevant.
Yeah, I think the only reason we think it's gross because it just sounds gross, a fast food seafood.
Yeah, but it's reality, probably good.
McDonald's.
Part of me, I'm not even joking to be funny, is putting it on you.
I think it'd be okay, because it is okay. It's not you to me.
Yeah, I'd eat it any, like,
but
if
I
wanted it, I
guess.
But
it's not the best, you know? I feel like I've evolved past it.
Yeah, like, I'll eat it, but it's not something, like, I don't think I'd ever, like, say, I want McDonald's. Unless it's, like, 12, like, unless it's, like, midnight.
I do feel sad, though, because, like, we used to have a thing, me and McDonald's. But, like, we grew apart, but I don't know when it happened.
Maybe, like, a couple of months ago.
Years. Somehow we grew apart. Panda Express.
Okay.
For me, it'd be good, but you think, you put it okay, maybe?
No, actually good, because like,
it's good.
It's like one of the, like, it's like so, like, trashy to say, like, it's one of, like, the best Chinese foods. It sounds like you're, like, bitch, you're a trashy person.
It's like, expand your horizons.
I've been to P.F. Chang's, guys.
Even that's still a chain.
Oh, no, like, I've been to, like, some kind of local places, guys. It's fine.
Panda Express is so good, though. Their orange chicken and their walnut shrimp.
I'm amazed that somebody's like, that's like one of my favorite Chinese foods. It's like, bitch, try the place across from you.
Panera. Like, that'd be so funny thinking of, like, going on a vacation, like, through Europe or, like, to Japan, but, like, eating at Panda Express or, like, McDonald's. You could be eating at the local places.
That's so funny.
Panera bread.
Oh, I'm putting this on good.
Yeah, it'd be good.
I never eat it, but it's good.
I think
good.
It'd be probably on okay, if we're being honest.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of just like, like, when they're in their meetings, they're like, we want the food to taste good, but not too good.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's like, we know, like, this is a place people eat. They don't really, I remember I used to be obsessed with Panera Bread, though.
But it, okay, I think what gets me attached is how it's like a cafe.
I've seen, like, mukbangs of, like, I remember Bretman Rock and Manny MUA, they did a mukbang at Popeyes. I remember thinking, like, this looks so good. I feel like I just need to go there again and really, like, give it my all.
Yeah, everyone raves about it, and I do want to love it, but, like, the time that I had it, it was good, but nothing, like...
Yeah, I feel like I need to eat it again. Because you do that for Chick-fil-A, it took me a while to be a fan. Like, I kind of had to ease my way in. The first time I had it, I was like, ew. But then I started liking it.
One of the craziest things, I remember the first few times I had Chipotle, I hated it. I was like, ew. So but then I expanded my brain.
Quiznos.
What? Oh, okay, love it.
Yeah, it's like, you tried to be Subway, and, like, it didn't work.
Quiznos just reminds me of, like, they really tried, like, and I'm proud of them for trying. Like,
yeah.
And I honestly, like, pray and hope for, like, that one day. But it's just sad because it never worked out, I feel
it's like you started a business and the only idea was Subway. But you literally just copied, but it didn't work. It could have worked.
I honestly think this is just not even fact, just at the top of my brain. The creator of Quiznos honestly thought what you just said, like, we're literally copying Subway, and I think it's going to work.
Yeah, they're probably just like, McDonald's has Burger King, Pizza Hut has Domino's, Subway's going to have Quiznos.
But somehow Jimmy John's works. I don't know how.
Oh, they have their own aesthetic.
Yeah, but Quiznos, it's the same colors, I'm pretty sure.
And the same aesthetic.
It's the same colors. Wait, where
you
is
tried
it?
Tried it. They tried it.
Yeah, it's basically the same colors. Green and yellow, green and red, same shit.
Raising Cane's.
Oh, yummy.
Obviously yummy. That's amazing. Everyone knows that sometimes I wear a Raising Cane's hat. It's so gross. Ew, I've gotten to the point of a fast food fam where I own merch.
Didn't someone put a comment on your video saying, like, are you being controlled by Raising Cane's?
Oh,
as
yeah.
As a joke, kind of.
Sonic.
I'm putting this on you for me.
Yeah, unfortunately it's you because it falls into the Jack in the Box trap where they have too many things.
But then again, this is just like Long John Silver's. When I was younger... So there was this like water park that was like 2 hours from our house.
Yeah.
And we went to the Sonic and they would come out on rollerblades and we only went like once a year. And I remember thinking it was so cool.
And I do like how for some reason they kind of made it a thing where you park at those little kiosks. Like that's kind of a cool vibe. And there's so many different menus. Like it isn't like a, but they also have a drive through. But like you can also just park up and they do the rollerblade thing.
But it is cool.
Yeah.
But I'm putting it on, I want to do you at least.
But their diet cherry limeades are really good.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so you agree with you?
Yeah, I think it's you just because they have too many things.
Yeah.
Like they have boneless chicken wings, and that doesn't sit well with me.
I know, and they probably even have tacos.
Yeah, too much. Too much. Too much.
Oh, I just thought about something. What makes a place gross is when they have... Okay, I love mozzarella sticks. Albies has mozzarella sticks. When they do mozzarella sticks at a fast food place, I have to step back.
Yeah. Because
it's like, why are you trying to tone to like... I don't know what it is, but it tones me off.
Not too much. Steak and Shake. Never been.
Yeah, never been. But honestly, I bet it's good. But irrelevant.
If it's steak, though, I don't want it.
I think it's like steak bagels.
Oh, okay. Subway?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that'd be okay. Like, it's not obviously it's not amazing, but it's good.
I'd eat it every day, but I wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, it's so good.
It is a weird thing. Like, growing up, I remember Subway was like the shit.
Oh, because we would go on field trips at our school, and I remember the people that bought Subway were like kind of cool.
Wait, how did that become a thing? It was the same thing growing up for me. Like, if on a field trip when you had to bring your own food, Subway was always the go-to, and like it was so good. When I was in dance too, like at the dance recital, you had to bring your own food for the dressing rooms.
Yeah,
and like people would have Subway and just be like, oh yeah, like we're healthy and we eat food that like fulfills us and nourishes us.
Because they made this whole thing saying it's healthy.
I know.
I remember like I'd be so annoying to mom because like we would have like probably like two field trips a year, and like for the week before the field trip, I actually remember going to mom and being like, just like I have a field trip on Wednesday, so like Tuesday after work, like just remember to get me a Subway. And then I told her everything that I want. It's like, bitch, like, well, I'll do it for you. Like, you don't need to remind me every effing day.
I love how Subway somehow made everyone think it was healthy. When, like, you're low-key eating 1,000 calories. But, like, somehow, like, they made you think, like, put whatever you want on it and it's healthy. Just trust us on that.
Honestly, it works.
I know.
Because didn't it? What's the other? Okay. Chipotle kind of does
I
that.
Know that, like, yeah, this is a healthy restaurant. It fulfills you. But then you look at the calories and it's, like, 2,000. It's like, what?
Then you eat the whole thing. It's like, I'm bloated for the rest of the day.
I don't know. Like, yeah, add the guacamole. It's healthy fats.
Yeah.
And, like, you add it on, it adds 600 calories.
Also, like, I have tea with Chipotle because, like, I just don't. So, like, if you go to the website, they have a nutrition calculator, and I don't think it's accurate. I'm sorry, but
yeah.
It's not.
Because depending on the Chipotle you go to, they can give you big scoops of stuff.
And then sometimes they give you small, yeah.
Taco Bell.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be okay. Because, like, it is good, but it's more of, like, a late-night drunk thing or something.
I don't even have to explain it. I just think, like, if it was my choice for the rest of my life and I had to write it in a book and I never do it again, I'd say, just like you said, like, I'd only have it if I'm eating at, like, 10 o'clock at night and I just want a midnight snack.
Yeah, that's the vibe it has.
Yeah, like, I do, I don't, yeah.
That's Wendy's.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
I kind of want to put it on you.
Oh, they're good though. You never. I can't let you put it on you.
It is like, good, but
it's good, and the burgers are high quality.
Yeah,
like they do it. They're in squares, but don't let that turn you off. I know, like the squares turn a lot of people off because their burgers are square shaped, but don't let it turn you off. Their chicken nuggets are good.
When I was younger, it used to gross the heck out of me
because of the finger story
and the squeal. Everyone in our family made it sound so gross. Like, they have squeal bagels, and I mean about being so grossed out. Being like, shit.
I do feel bad for Wendy's because after the finger story that went viral, someone found a finger in the chili, but really it was their own finger and they put it in there for clout. It just will always be in the back of everyone's mind that that's a thing.
Yeah, it's never going to go away.
Next up, I don't know what that is.
Wait, I need
that
to...
That thing.
Oh.
Is that Wetzel Pretzel?
Wetzel Pretzel, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's only like 5 left, guys. Irrelevant.
Yeah, it'd be irrelevant. Wetzel Pretzel, sorry.
Like, you don't even need to explain
Whataburger, it. Whataburger, we never eaten there, so it'd be irrelevant, but I understand it's a cult classic. We love the Texas
I'd probably love it.
Yeah, I would. I love every burger place, and if people rave about it, I'm gonna like it. White Castle, never eaten there either.
Yeah, I've drove past one.
Seems like a stoner place.
When I think about it, like, I don't know what, like, I'm thinking about, like a family in a neighborhood owning it.
That's
not gross. I'm just saying, like, for some reason, I picture, like...
As opposed to, like, a family where...
No, like, I picture, like, one family walking at it. Like, each location,
yeah,
like one family walks at it.
The kids have to work there, too, or something.
Yeah, like, that's what I just picture when I picture it.
You hear, like, kids playing in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Witch?
Oh, Witch and Witch?
Yeah. That was Did they delete all these restaurants?
What?
Did they delete Witch? Because I remember seeing Witch ever, but then it just disappeared. Is it still everywhere?
I've been to one.
Is it good?
I mean, it's like okay to me.
Yeah, for me, I remember I didn't like it, but I'll put it in an okay for you.
But honestly, like with the witch, like doing this fast food tail list reminds me of all these places that really tried, but it just like something didn't add up.
Yeah, something that turned me off about witch, I didn't like how you walked in and they gave you a piece of paper and a pencil and said, write down what you want. It's like, oh, I don't know. For some reason, that just as a consumer, I was like, oh, I don't like it now. But there's no reason. I'm just like, oh, yeah. I don't want to have to like, it just grosses me out checking stuff.
I just remember I got it like 3 times and I liked it. But it wasn't crazy.
Yeah. This is the last option. Zaxby's. I don't know what that is. It shows a chicken. So I'm assuming it's a chicken place, but I never have heard of it, never eaten it.
This one I've literally never heard of.
Yes, that'd be irrelevant, but I want to try it.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. So okay. So say everything that's on the good one.
Yeah, this
so
is
we can
what
fully...
made it to the Lucas and Jacob, the bro show, God level fast food.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A, Chipotle, Jimmy John's, Dairy Queen, Five Guys, In-N-Out, Panda Express, and Raising Cane's. Now looking at this, I'm grossed out that Panda Express is up there.
Yeah, like, so just like I was saying, I remember saying, like, it should be on okay.
Yeah, even Dairy Queen I don't think should be up there.
Yeah, because...
But the rest of it, I stand pretty strong behind.
For some reason, I feel like it's not adding up.
I don't think Jimmy John's should be up there either.
Yeah, we screwed this up. It's not adding up to me.
We messed it up. It should have been more exclusive, but we started to feel bad and let people into the top list when they didn't deserve to be up there.
Because when I think about it, I think there should only be like max 5.
Yeah, there's
the
6 only, but it seems still too much. So somehow we spent 45 minutes doing this and it's a failure.
It didn't give me any satisfaction. Like, yeah. I feel like if I, tomorrow night, I'm like, what should I have for dinner? Like, it's not going to help me whatsoever.
It's very sad.
I had a dream last night that, So a couple of weeks ago, I was making something with my NutriBullet, the blender, and like I filled it up too high, so milk went everywhere.
Yeah.
Like,
wait,
it
what?
Spilled out of the blender.
Wait, how? Oh, this is a dream?
No, this happened in real life.
Oh, you didn't screw it hard enough?
This isn't the dream, guys.
You didn't
this
screw it hard enough? I mean, that sounds so gross. We didn't screw it tight enough.
Yeah, I didn't screw it tight enough. So, like, milk went everywhere.
Oh, my God. Okay. So then how that turned into a dream.
I go back. I don't know why I said that. It was just too filled up, so somehow the milk came out.
Oh, malfunction.
So then, for some reason, my brain went to, like, since there was milk, I dried it off and everything, cleaned everything. But my brain went to, like, since there was milk in the machine, like, I honestly think next time I use the blender, like, it's going to go off and, like, cut me in the face.
Wait, this is a dream?
No, I was just thinking this is still our real life. I was just thinking, like, that could happen. So then I searched, like, NutriBullet, and there's, like, stories of people getting their hands cut off.
Wait, how?
And, like, people sue NutriBullet.
Wait, how did their hand get cut off? Because why would their hand be in there?
No, like, because I didn't even read the story, but I just was guessing it flew off the NutriBullet, and then, like, the blade was spinning around and, like, it cut off their hand.
Can you imagine if you were just blending a morning smoothie and it goes out of control and starts flying through the kitchen and you cut up your face?
Yeah, so this is when it gets freaky. So I'm not a psychiatrist, but last night I had a nightmare about the blender.
Wait, it was a full-blown nightmare about a NutriBullet?
This happened 2 weeks ago, by the way. And last night I had a nightmare about it. So this is why I'm weirded out by, like, so it's in the back of my brain still.
I know, like, you're still scared of NutriBullets.
So, like, I still have the NutriBullet, but to be honest, every time I use it, I am a little bit scared. It works, though. But the dream was, I was at, like, mom and dad's house for some reason, and, like, I was blending, like, my smoothie. And then, in this dream, it kind of acted like a cartoon, because in real life, this would never happen. But we were in the kitchen, and then our neighbors were playing outside. This is so funny. The blender flew off the blade, and it went into the neighbor's yard, almost hit one of them. But in the dream, it was, like, going crazy. Almost hit one of them. And then it went back to us, didn't hit any of us. And then it ended up did hit, and then it went back to the neighbor's house and hit one of them. And it was just like a full-on nightmare, because I was like, I really hurt someone and they might die, because blood was everywhere.
Wait, so what did you do in the dream? Were you like, ah, help?
Yeah, I just remember like screaming and then being like so another fear of mine was like, I might go to prison because I legit basically killed someone.
The NutriBullet flew out of a window, or how did it get to the neighbor's yard?
It flew out of a window and like in this game, this isn't realistic, but it was going back and forth like a tornado.
So that'd be so scary. You wouldn't, even if that did happen in real life, couldn't you just, you'd sue Nutribullet and be like, I didn't do that.
Yeah, but I just remember in the dream being like, why did I use it? This is such a f up.
Okay, maybe that means you shouldn't use the Nutribullet.
Should I not?
I feel like you should never use a blender again.
I don't know. I'm just, why was that anxiety still stuck in my brain? Of,
that
it could
is
kill
so
one
funny thing of the a blender attacking people. Like, I wish somehow you could record dreams so I could watch like how it actually looked in the dream.
Because I don't know how to explain it in the dream, but in my dream, for some reason, I'm getting a vibe where like the neighbors were like the people from that one show, Courage the Cowardly Dog. I don't know why, but
whole dream had that sort of aesthetic.
But yeah, in the dream, it was like a cartoon where it was like all like grainy and stuff.
Oh
like,
my
but it was
gosh.
Real. It was. I just had to see that because it's weird how like 2 weeks ago that happened, and then I had a nightmare
that
about
is
it.
Disturbing.
Yeah, I honestly will be scared to use the blender next time.
If you have a Nutribullet out there, be safe. Well, thank you guys for listening. I hope our fast food choices didn't trigger you too hard. Share your opinions in the comments below if we did anything wrong. And like, if we said a restaurant was gross that you really stand behind, like, let us know, let your voice be heard.
Oh, yeah, like, tell us if, like, for example, Zaxby's, if I ever drive past it, and like, tell me if it's good so then I will eat it.
Or even like how we shit on Long John Silver's and you're like, actually, like, try this and your mind will be changed.
Or
let
something
us know
that we said good, like, tell a whole story.
Oh, I'd
about
be like,
it.
Wait, you like that? You. thank you guys so much. Don't forget to rate the podcast 5 stars on iTunes.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're watching.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.